Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor?
All right, Mr. Rogers getting an early start on things. 16 before 6 o'clock, 31 degrees this morning. Jason Cans joins us for the best 5 minutes of the day from jasoncans.com, author of the book, Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus. And he's got some couple of different you've been active writing here this week at jasoncans.com. I see a couple of things there.
Yeah, so there's been some time to write. So I was actually just writing this morning about it seems like I'm often woken up early in the morning with these thoughts that are bouncing around in my brain. And sometimes I find the best way to deal with those is to write about them. And so, yeah.
So yesterday's post, actually, are you self-controlled? And so people can go check that out on based on Galatians 5, 22 and 23. That one kind of gets disrespected, right? It's kind of the last, it's the caboose of the nine, the fruit that are listed there, right? So.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that, and I think for me, that's always been the hardest one to manage or to think about, because I think it's so much about me trying to white knuckle my will to do the things that God wants me to do. And I think I've misunderstood that for a long time. I think it's an outflow of becoming who we are in Christ. So,
well, the day before you wrote one called Developing a With Mindset. And this is something you've been thinking about for a long time. Even go back to last summer where you kind of, and I was very glad to hear you talking about this. And so we kind of sized up the problem. I think I have to say early on with the COVID thing, it seemed like there was going to be unity. Now I'm seeing division on, and no matter what it is, right, we can divide over it. And so you've got some prescriptions on this, though. So let's try to tackle some of those here this morning. How do you, what's the first of three things we need to do to develop a with? Maybe you need to explain it first, briefly. What do you mean by a with mindset?
Yeah, so I kind of contrast a with mindset and an against mindset. And I think the with mindset is a recognition that we are all, on the planet together. We are all image bearers of God. And every one of us has to face the question of how do we deal with evil in the world, evil within ourselves. The against mindset is what we would commonly think of as more of a adversarial approach to looking for those who are different from us, identifying the ways that people maybe think differently than we do, and then setting them up as the people whom we need to correct or provide the right answers.
So for us as Christians, I mean, and are you writing this primarily to Christians, or I mean, obviously everybody can read it, but I mean, is this for Christians?
Well, I think, you know, I write from a Christian worldview for sure. And so I think that's my prime audience, but I think this applies to all of us. I think this applies to anybody who living in the world right now.
So let's think about Christians though. You get saved and all of a sudden you go from darkness to light, from death to life. And all of a sudden you feel like, well, your eyes have been opened. And so you feel like, boy, I know the truth now, and I better tell people.
Yeah, and I think that's certainly the message that we get. And unfortunately, that pendulum can swing so far to the point where we stop listening. So I think that can be a real problem for a lot of us, I think particularly as young Christians. And I think that gets into that first prescription that I have, which is, I think as a society of believers, but even more broadly than that, we would benefit from a large infusion of humility, is what I said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we have to acknowledge that we don't have all of the answers. Unfortunately, the way social media is set up, the way the culture is set up, it's set up in such a way that there's a lot of divisiveness in posts on social media. Certainly our news outlets seem to be very divided. From top to bottom, there seems to be this culture of divisiveness. And, you know, you and I have talked about these three questions. And the last one is it possible I'm wrong? And for me, that has to be grounded in humility, to say maybe I don't have all of the answers. Maybe somebody else who thinks differently than I do has answers that I don't have.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I think we don't often honor that, especially on social media.
So, again, even as believers with God's word and our salvation, I mean, having an infusion of humility as we deal with believers, but certainly even unbelievers. And again, that's very consistent. 1 Peter 3:15 talking about, if you know, share when somebody asks you the hope that was within you and do it with gentleness and respect, right? So, I mean, that's right in line with that. And then second, you talk about asking yourself, is it true? Well, is it true? But not only is it true, what is it good and beautiful?
Right. So I think there's just so much ugliness that's out there. And Plato talked about the transcendentals, truth, goodness, and beauty. And I think that most traditions, and certainly Christian tradition, values truth. We value goodness. And we value things that are beautiful and reflect the glory of God. And so I think when we're sharing things, we have to be cautious about not spreading ugliness, you know, through name-calling and that sort of thing, but to ask, is this honoring to God? Is this honoring to my fellow image bearers? And are the things that I'm sharing actually true? Because there's a lot of false information out there on both sides of the political spectrum, on theologically. And so doing a little legwork is good for us.
And then lastly, we come back to humility again, because you talk about having a humble curiosity.
Yeah. Yeah, and I certainly that ties into the first point. And it's a willingness to listen, to try to understand the viewpoints of others. Too often we listen to respond rather than listening to understand. And that's frankly not very honoring to other people. We're too often looking for people to blame, as opposed to recognizing that really every person is trying to make sense of life in this world. Maybe we have answers for them, but maybe they have answers for us. And so I think we can approach that by being curious, being humble, being respectful toward others.
Now, chances are most people listening have not read the whole piece, so they can go check it out, jasoncans.com. If you follow Jason on Facebook or Twitter, I think it's accessible there. Developing a With Mindset. I think it's a good thought. And again, you can still have your opinions, but being open, always being respectful, always being kind. We want to foster and encourage that all the time.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jason.
Talk to you soon.
See you on Zoom. All right. That's kind of the way it goes these days, right? All right. Toby Mack. Following Britt Nicole, WWIB. Hillary was just walking in here, getting ready for First Cup, and I said, I meant to bring you the other large box of Sour Patch Kids cereal, and you said...
I just said, oh, no, that's okay. Your family should enjoy those themselves.
No. We didn't enjoy them. That's why we brought them, and we were glad you were excited about them.
They were a fun novelty. Mm-hmm. I think we might be hard-pressed to finish the entire box. If I have to be very honest, which I, try to be.
Yeah, no, that's...
No, and I...
We were kind of marveling that you liked them.
And I was snacking it because they remind me of Fruit Loops, And so that's not so bad. But the sour gets to you after a while. And the sour does not go away in milk. We thought the milk would rinse the sour away. It does not. It's okay. Impressive, really. It's got some sticking power on that cereal.
Called First Cup, Hillary Roth. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I really like your Take Home Friday, and you've been doing this during the Stay Home, Safer at Home deal. And so what are some of the restaurants you've patronized?
Okay, so we have gone to Shanghai Bistro. Uh-huh. We have gotten takeout from Milwaukee Burger, and we got takeout from Altoona Family Restaurant as well.
So you've kind of rotated family member. You draw a name.
Yep,
which
at
family
the very
member.
Beginning, we drew names in order, so everyone gets a turn at picking. And
so
then
you're last.
I am last. It actually, honestly, it kind of worked out nice because the kids are on the Payday Fridays, and Dean and I are on the opposite. So the kids can go nuts, and Dean and I can like rein it in and say, yeah, we don't have the funds this month. Or this week, kids. So that's kind of nice.
So what are your options tonight?
So tonight, I'm very torn. If I want pizza, I'm really thinking Gino's Pizza.
Oh,
I was considering Cancun for Mexican. Dragonetti's has been on the docket for consideration and rotation.
Okay.
Hangar 54 mm-hmm. has been a front runner for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So
those are several options.
Yeah.
Boy, it's
so
tough.
It is tough.
You're weighing it out.
I know. I think Gino's is kind of in the lead, though, because I'm in the mood for, like, good pizza. And if you want good pizza, good pizza, Gino's where it's at.
Oh, they've won, like, the before the award multiple times, I think. So
I think it might be a pizza night.
There you go. Why not?
I'm excited.
As you should be. All right. Hey, we might as well quick touchdown. What are these special events going on today?
We should.
Believe it or not, it is actually Bat Appreciation Day, which
it is.
You probably have, you know, on the plus side, I always remember this fact, bats eat 13,000 mosquitoes a day.
I was
so
just
going to
say,
been getting some bad PR with this deal with coronavirus. Yeah. Ford Mustang Day.
Clean out your medicine cabinet day. Now, friends, this is important. If you're cleaning out your medicine cabinet, most like the police stations and that have drug drop boxes where you can all of those old medications, prescriptions or not, dispose of them properly. Also, cheese ball day. I'll tell you, I went grocery shopping last weekend on Friday. The best purchase was a 2.5-pound tub of cheese balls. That brought more joy to my family than I anticipated.
I think cheese balls, I think, two different things. Initially, cheese balls is like the cheesy puffs. Is that what
you're
saying? But also, cheese ball could be like a ball, kind of a
cheese ball. Like, oh, yeah, like a spreadable kind of cheese.
Right.
Yeah.
That's another possibility.
Yeah, we bought the 2.5 pounds of cheese puffs. Let me tell you, 2.5 pounds,
you
that's
that
a lot
fingers,
of volume.
Though. You talked about yesterday about not licking your fingers. There's a test.
Chapsticks. My kids eat them with chopsticks.
They do.
They honestly do.
All right. That's
we're
different.
So weird.
Yeah, that's my daughter Elena uses chopsticks. Finally, it's kickball day. So Hillary, we'll see you after 7.
Thank you. A lot of good kickball memories, I'm just saying. Okay. With not my sport.
All right. So you're not going to be in an adult kickball tournament.
No.
Very good. Thanks. So the news coming down from Governor Evers yesterday that the Safer at Home order being extended through May 26th, and people with various reactions to this. And we're asking on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page about it, and appreciate some of the responses already. Mary Ella says she's concerned about her finances.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a lot.
Absolutely.
Of people.
Yeah.
I don't know that there's anyone at this point that isn't.
Yeah, and Sherry saying, don't think it's good for mental health, physical health. People and businesses need to open with common sense precautions, not to mention financial health. And Betty's a teacher. She says, just knowing I'll not be back in the classroom with my students for the rest of the year is the hardest part. She says, we're so thankful for the technology that we have, and we can still stay in touch. So
I really am thankful for the technology piece of it, too, honestly, because if this had happened even 20 years ago,
sure,
we would not have been.
Sure.
20 years ago, I was paying 10 cents a minute to make a long-distance phone
call.
Right.
How much worse could it be? How much
worse? I mean, really.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so, I mean, we're blessed with, you know, WebEx and Zoom meetings and stuff like that. You know, today we have a meeting set up with my cousin who goes to MIT. The kids are going to video with her for the afternoon. And, you know, I mean, we are very, very fortunate.
Bright side, silver linings of this, all you golf nuts who just love getting out on the courses. A week from today, you can go out and play again. So under
now,
the new order, so that's good.
They're kind of wrestling through with things. Now, this wasn't clarified at all, but what will they do? Will they have the stick there? Because everybody touching that.
Oh.
Are they going to say you should have a glove on? And then what about, you know, everybody reaching into the cup to get your ball? So there's still some questions about that.
Yeah.
And then the clubhouses are not going to be open. But
yeah, so
yeah, that's a definite positive on it. For
sure. I would say I'm pretty excited, too, because it ends May 26th, which is my birthday. So when everybody's out celebrating, I'll just pretend it's for me.
There you go.
So
that's
I'm excited that the libraries can offer curbside again.
Though I'm wondering, too, I'd completely lost track of what's due. So hopefully they give me a little extra grace before I try and figure that out.
The Eau Claire Library doesn't have an overdue, so that's that's good. So.
In Chippewa, we still have due dates.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they waived them. So.
I think I'm good for a little bit longer. Yeah. Plus, we've run out of a lot of the books, too, so we need new ones. It's high time.
Yeah.
I missed you, library.
But we got a call earlier this morning,
Destiny,
right?
Destiny had a great post on Facebook yesterday, and she shared it with us on our listener line at 715-396-1670. I'd sum it up with, if you're served lemons, make lemonade.
Stay at home was extended. We still have choices. You can choose to be mad, or you can choose to let that go. You can choose to focus on all the things you can't do, or you can focus on all the things you can do. Either way, we are going through this as a family, a community, a nation. It's our choice to go through it or grow through it. How many times have we said, I wish I had more time to fill in the blank, more time to rest, more time to focus on myself, more time to focus on my family, time to create, time to read the Bible, time to read a book, time to spend with my spouse, time to spend with my kids, time to spend with my pets. How often have we said, I'm too busy, I'm too exhausted, I need to slow down? This may not be how we envisioned it, but we still have a choice. We can still find the joy. Stop talking about how people are isolated and depressed, etc. These words penetrate deeply and can trigger those thoughts and actions. How about we start talking about the blessings we are given for what we have always wanted in the slowdown? How about we continue to pray for each other? How about we reach out by phone? How about we send a letter? Those things restore. Those things bring joy. It's perspective. It's a choice. Learn a new skill. Start a new hobby. Work on yourself and come out of this better than coming into it. Love you all. Hang on. And remember, this too shall pass.
It's that time once again where we bring you all of the news that we've collected on your behalf throughout the week from sports, if they were around, politics, pop culture, and we bring it to you in condensed form. We call it headlines. Here we go.
A study finds the average person eats 30 pounds of lettuce each year.
That's about right. 30 pounds of lettuce and 40 gallons of ranch dressing on top.
Love the ranch.
Mm-hmm. Internet service providers are keeping up with the increased demands for bandwidth during the pandemic. And go figure, I'm still getting about 100 spam emails a day.
That also seems about right. Research shows that college students remember better if they take lecture notes by hand rather than with a computer.
Now, if you can just find a kid that actually knows how to use a pencil.
And hold it.
Mm-hmm. 122 federal prisons are now on lockdown to prevent the spread of COVID-19.
Wait, they weren't on lockdown before? I guess we know who is porch pirating our Amazon boxes at the holidays.
New research shows that we yearn for comfort food because we have fond memories of the people who first served it to us in childhood.
I start to tear up the moment I even think about a cafeteria hairnet.
It's very emotional for him. California Representative Devin Nunes was in hot water for wanting people back to work in just a week or two.
Ironic, coming from a guy in a profession that only works a week or two each month.
True.
Ooh.
Bernie Sanders is out of the 2020 presidential race. Yeah, he's looking forward to being in bed by 7 now.
Nice. I do love a good early bedtime. Uh-huh. 60 vehicles were involved in an expressway pileup in Chicago this week.
Good news. There was no damage because the cars all crashed 6 feet apart.
Convenient.
Social distancing. Uh-huh.
And a poll shows most Americans don't think any nation, including the United States, should possess nuclear weapons.
School teachers felt most strongly. They said we should throw them all away unless we've got enough to share with everybody.
Listen to your teachers, countries.
Absolutely.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
Okay, I always forget how long the rant is.
I know.
Is, okay?
we're trying to be so dramatic.
We were.
Hold on, just a second. It'll come.
It's coming. Wait. Oh, there it is.
There it is.
Okay.
There's the payoff.
Good. There you go.
Good.
So
it was
kind of sad. I don't know if we talked about it earlier this week, but for all of you frequent texters and social media commenters, they are not coming out with any new emojis.
Really?
In 2020.
Why?
I heard about that, yeah.
Yeah, I don't really remember.
They said because of the pandemic, it was at least part of what they said.
So.
Yeah.
Is there a face mask emoji?
I feel like they had one already. I think they had one. So anyway,
right.
So they say, hey, there's no new emojis coming out. Well, you know what? Our creators put an emoji in the sky on May 16th.
Seriously?
No kidding. So this is what's going to happen. The moon, Jupiter, and Venus are all going to be aligning in such a way that it will look like they're forming a smiley face with Jupiter and Venus as the eyeballs, and the moon, the lower half of the moon lit up,
smiling,
is going to look like
me.
A smiley face. Yeah.
Smiling.
Who figured
me?
That out? Wow.
Science folk.
Science. Some people really track this stuff. Wow.
I guess. That's something.
This rare spectacle is called conjunction and is not to be missed. The last time it happened was 12 years ago, 2008.
Wasn't that song? Conjunction function?
Conjunction. Right.
Sorry.
This also happened in the Philippines in 2007. It is not actually an occultation. Space.com is quick to... let you
you
know.
If you tried that in Scrabble, we would definitely check
it's
you.
It's a conjunction.
This is why he
yeah,
wins
right.
a Scrabble. Occultations versus conjunctions.
If inquiring minds want to know, quote, in astronomy, a conjunction occurs when any two astronomical objects, such as asteroids, moons, planets, and stars, appear to be close together in the sky as observed from Earth. Boom. Knowledge. You're learning already, even if you're still in your PJs.
So when you said this happened in the Philippines in 2007, is this going to be uniquely available to Americans to view this, or what? North Americans, or what?
It does appear that way.
Huh.
Okay. Are you sure? Or are you just
no.
guessing?
No.
No, the way we go with stories is we know a paragraph's worth, right? And then you just...
Well, don't we always just think that it's like, well, the USA, like, yeah. we're just the center of everything, right?
Center.
So yeah. God would definitely put that in the sky just for us. Of course.
I just have conjunction, function. What? How does it?
Conjunction, junction. Right.
Conjunction, junction. What?
It's your function, yeah.
Anyway, bottom line, May 16th, there'll be a smiley emoji in the sky. Thank you, Lord.
Mark your calendars,
we'll look
friends.
For it. A month away.
It's going to be super fun.
This has been such a trying and challenging time we've lived through, and we continue to live through here on this April 17th. The safer at home order extended through May 26th, and people are kind of grappling with how to deal with that. But, you know, you can desire to help out, and yet, you know, there's words and then there's action. And I came across this yesterday, thanks to Tom Dramel with the Chippewa Falls Mission Coalition, which has many, many churches involved trying to love God and love people. And in this event, the county's got going, looking for volunteers for it's called Check-In Chippewa County. And what they say are, there's a number of people in Chippewa County that could use a little personal contact via a phone call during this COVID-19 situation. A lot of folks living alone without much contact with the outside world.
And such a simple thing to do.
Yeah. So it's one of those things where I'm like, there's a lot of things I'm not good at, but I could talk to somebody on the phone.
You could totally do that.
And remember in school, did you guys ever do pen pals?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so this is kind of phone pals, and it's pandemic phone pals, right?
Yeah,
and
it is.
It's people who just need that human connection, and you can do that. I mean, I know you can do that through the power of your voice, because that's, Lord willing, what we do each day, connecting with all of you.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, so I'm looking at one of the flyers. I left a message for Pauline Spiegel, the Chippewa County Department of Human Services, yesterday, and it says, check in Chippewa County. You're not alone. We're in this together. Do you want? So it's two different ways you can respond, and we'll give you the phone number. Would you like someone to call and check on? Are you feeling lonely? Are you looking to talk to somebody? On the other hand, are you somebody who's you love socializing? Do you talk to people whenever you go to the store?
Extroverts.
Hillary? That would be me.
Yeah. Either way, we're looking to connect people. Check in Chippewa County. I like it.
It's very cool. And again, I'm looking at their volunteer guide, too. And I believe this is open just, again, to any volunteers. But they have conversation starters and things like that to help you.
Yeah.
So
exactly. I left a message saying, listen, I live in Eau Claire County, but I'd be glad to help out.
We'll take you. Chippewa County. We'll take you.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to hear how this goes. I hope you make a new friend.
So here's for more information on volunteering or receiving a check-in call. Again, that would be specifically if you live in Chippewa County. Call for Pauline at 715-726-7816. I'll give the number again, but here's the deal. And email addresses are really tough to give. Mm-hmm. But she's, you know, working at home these days, so just give her time to get back to you. But the number is 715-726-7816. And maybe we can share this in our social media.
Absolutely. And again, you can just let us know if you're looking for the information. We can make sure it gets to you.
What a great program. I can't wait to hear about your new phone friend.
Thank you.
To phone a friend.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.